KAYT. Praising the Lord. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Psalm 23, the 23rd Psalm. I pray that you don't let your familiarity with it cause you to have a dull or plain moment to receive. I pray that you come with a fresh perspective to hear from God today. The 23rd Psalm. Verse number 5 reads, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. We'll stop right there. You may be seated. Grass withers, the flowers fade thereof. The word of our God shall stand forever. Y'all do me a favor and find you a neighbor and look at your neighbor in the eye and hopefully you ain't sitting next to somebody you can't stand. That's your fault for sitting next to somebody you can't stand. And look at me now and say, neighbor, good morning. You made two good decisions. You came to worship and you sat by me. God's word for us today, He saved you a seat. That's the wrong neighbor. Find you another neighbor and say, neighbor, I got good news for you today. No matter what's going on, no matter what you've been through, God's word to you, He saved you a seat. Give God a praise, but He wants to tell you already today. He saved you a seat. On this Sunday morning, thank you, ushers, you may be seated. I'm sorry. My bad. I know y'all still sit. Y'all can take your seat. Amen. On this Sunday morning, my prayer for you today is that you'll receive that we've got something to celebrate. There is a lot taking place in our world as we look over in Israel and we look even in our country and if we look even locally and regionally, there is so much that is going on. But to the people of God, we still have something to celebrate. Because God, being God, has invited you and I to a celebration. That we can, you don't have to wait till Saturday to have this kind of party. Amen. But every day of your life, God invites you and I to this celebration. It's called relationship with God. There is nothing more exciting as you grow in your faith and grow in this walk with God. There's nothing more important than celebrating the goodness of God and His relationship with all of us. I don't know about you today, but I'm so glad to be a child of God. I'm glad for Creature Conference. I'm glad to have people in my life. I'm glad to have some things going on, but nothing excites me more in this season of my life than by knowing I am a child of God. Flaws and all, I belong to God. And I wonder today, is anybody else in this house with me who is just excited and grateful and thankful that you belong to God? That He loves you, He cares about you, and you love Him. And you want to worship Him and give Him the very best that you have. How great it is today to be a child of God. I don't come with anything fancy to tell you today. All I want to help you understand is your life, can I minister to you? Your life is not bad as you are making it think it is. I promise you today you do have some challenges. Yes, you do. You've got some setbacks. Yes, you do. You've got some problems. Yes, you do. You've got some disappointment and heartbreak. But I promise you, you're not as bad as you could be because God is still on the throne. He still sits high and He still looks low. He's still going to take care of you. He's still going to provide for you. He's still going to look out for you. He's still going to heal you. I'm trying to say it to you. Get it? God is still going to be God. Let me tell you something. He's still God on your mountain and He's God in your valley. It's not as bad as you think. And this psalm today helps us, reminds us. Sometimes we read the Bible and we get so familiar with certain passages that we don't let the word read us, that we don't let it help us and penetrate to our heart to receive how good we have it. And so David today, our psalmist for this morning, David gives us this psalm, but he doesn't give us, this is not David, the shepherd boy. This is not David, the one who in the middle of his life made some mistakes. This David is an old seasoned man. He has been through some stuff. He's been through being a servant to being a shepherd and being a king. He's had some sin. He's had some shortcomings. He's had some mistakes, but he still wants to say, the Lord is my shepherd. If we come today, he comes and helps us understand that even through experience, you got to know how good God is to you. You see, some of y'all today are not going to get this. Some of y'all are not going to receive this. And here's why. Because you ain't been through nothing. But about three or four of us done been through enough stuff by now to know that God is true to his word. He will fight your battle. He will help you in your moment. Some of us know beyond a shadow of a doubt. That's why David starts out this psalm by telling us, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It means that I have relationship with the Lord. Anybody in the house who has relationship, real relationship with God, that I'm not talking about somebody you've heard about, somebody you know for yourself. The Lord is my shepherd. And David says, I done lived long enough now to know I shall not want. Because he is my shepherd. See, David was a shepherd by trade. And so he understood, he used the principle of shepherding, that how God is to every one of his children. That God has a way of taking care of his. The Lord is. You missed it. Not the Lord was. Not the Lord will be. But the Lord is my shepherd. I'll always have what I need. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. God knows how to give you spiritual restoration. God knows when you are weary. God knows when you are tired. He knows when you are broken. He knows when you are destitute. He knows when you're fighting depression. And there's something about God that he knows how to restore your soul and lead you to the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Y'all missed it. Don't miss that, y'all. Don't miss that. Because the text says, for his name's sake. Because his name is on the line. Yeah. That's why you're not going to die in this. That's why you're not going to fail in this. That's why this is not going to take you out. Because his name is on the line. And his name is on you. And he's not going to let you live like he can't take care of you.
Yes, Lord.
He's making me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. See, God is not just so much of a God to take care of you, but he'll teach you.
Right.
He will teach you his way. He will direct you and guide. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall. See, it takes some experience to know that your way ain't going to work. So anybody besides me done learned by now, you might as well go and do the Lord say do. Because any other way just won't work. But if you just trust in him with everything and don't worry about nothing, he will take care of you. He will keep you in perfect peace. Lord, help me. He will lead you. That's the benefit of the Lord as our shepherd. As our shepherd, y'all, he will take care of us. He will provide for us. He will restore us. He will guide us. And watch this. He will protect us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to be scared. I'm in it. It's dark. Uh-huh. It's dismal.
Yeah.
I'm in it.
Yeah.
I'm fighting it. It's going on, but I ain't scared because thou art with me. This is what happens. Y'all calm down. I'm going to calm down too.
Thank you, Lord.
No, I ain't. I'm going to get happy. Watch this. You notice how David begins, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside still waters. He restores my soul.
Yeah.
He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. But when it came to going through hell, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You are with me.
Yes.
I must try it again.
Yes, Lord.
In verses 1, 2, and 3, he's talking about God.
Yeah.
But while in his valley, he starts talking to God. Do I have anybody else in the house who's learned how to talk to the Lord? The only reason you can talk about the Lord is because you don't learn how to talk to the Lord. I got the prayer warriors who know how to get in your prayer closet and talk to God all about it. And now I can tell somebody, he will heal you. He will take care of you. He will fight your battle. Yeah. I'm walking through the valley. The valley is a low place.
My.
Anybody ever had low places?
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, and then look what he says. You got to walk through it. Mm-hmm. You can't run over it. You can't jump over it.
No.
You can't go around it.
No.
Sometimes saints of God, even Christians, got to go through.
Yeah.
Man, don't miss your shot because I gave you a little bit of bad news, because the preacher didn't tell you that you're walking in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The text says you're going to walk through.
No.
Which means I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know how long it's going to be. But I know sooner or later, I'm going to come out of it. Can anybody give God praise right now, knowing that sooner or later, I'm coming out? Now, this is for free. I ain't going to charge you for this. This is for free. David says in verse 4, I walk through it. Don't wallow in it. I don't know who that's for, but somebody's spending too much time wallowing and won't keep walking. That's how come you ain't got out of it yet, because you won't keep moving. You don't let the fear stop you. You let the disappointment stop you. You let the heartbreak stop you. But I dare you to trust God, knowing that God is with you and he'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. He will help you as you get through it. That you are with me. Your rod and your staff give me comfort. His instruments of authority, that he knows when the wolves come. This ain't for y'all, this for me. That when the wolves come, I ain't got to worry about trying to worry about the wolves, because he got a rod. Yeah. That's how come you still taking a licking and ticking? It's because he done put a rod on some stuff. If people had their way, you wouldn't be here right now, but he put a rod on. Rod. And then he said he got a staff. Staff is the part of that shepherd's crook. It's the hook. Because you're not going to tell it, but I'm going to tell it for you. There are some times we get out of line.
Right.
Uh-huh. There are times that we run to wolf country.
Right.
But he brings us on back.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's our shepherd. Can anybody thank God for the time he brought you back in? He didn't let you go someplace you thought you wanted to go and end up saving your life. I wish somebody would give God praise that some stuff you didn't experience because he brought you back in right on time. Now, all of that was the shout over him being our shepherd.
Yes, Lord.
That's your testimony every day of your life as a child of God.
Amen.
I don't care what you face. I don't care what somebody says.
Right.
I don't even care what you do. Did God being your shepherd covers your sins, your mistakes, your heartbreak, your attacks, your adversity, everything that goes on with you? Because the Lord is your shepherd, you are going to be all right. I don't know about you, but already in this sermon, I got what I need to keep on going. I don't know about you, but I feel encouraged right now that because the Lord is my shepherd. Okay. Okay. Okay,
that's right.
Can I help me and you?
Right.
While the Lord is your shepherd, you got to be okay with some people leaving.
Right.
Because in this season of your life, some people leaving you, and you don't understand why. But if the Lord is still your shepherd, you're heading in the right direction.
That's right.
All right. He is our shepherd. So we make the transition now, that David makes the transition for us, and makes that God has the ability to multitask. Because not only can God be our shepherd, but God can be our host. Missed it. God says that I done took you through all that outdoors. Now it's time I'm going to bring you in. Okay? You've had to fight some stuff in season of your life. But I'm getting ready to bring you to a season to invite you to a banquet where you can understand a whole nother phase of me that you've never known before. Yeah, you got to go back out in the world. Yeah, you got to go back and face it. But every now and then I'm gonna host a banquet and I done saved you a seat. I want you to come in and I want you to experience something that's going to change your life. Yeah. It's going to let you know that I still got you. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to provide you. Wait a minute. I'm your God out there. And I'm going to be your God in here. Yeah. I'm going to be your God up there. I'm going to be your God down here.
Yes, Lord.
So, brings us to verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. He saved you a seat today. Through all you've been through, all your shortcomings, all your mistakes, everything you're using against yourself, you disqualifying yourself right now. He still say, I got a seat for you. Okay, maybe you don't understand. Maybe you don't understand who inviting you. I didn't say the governor said, yeah, I got you a seat. I didn't say I said your sovereign God, the God who made the universe, the God who made the world, and he said, let there be. The God who put whiteness in the sugar and the salt and make them taste different. The same God that put wetness in the water. And the same God who said, I love you enough and I saved you a seat. All right. All right, we'll do it this way then.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right, we'll do it this way. We'll just talk.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
He saved your seat. Whether you know it or not, if you are a child of God, you got a seat with your name reserved. Now, here's what we got to do. We need to RSVP. Ain't no sense in letting God go through the trouble of preparing a feast for you, preparing blessings for you, and then you don't show up
right,
to receive your blessing.
Right.
All the hell you done gone through. And the Lord done spoke a word in your life saying that the hell getting ready to expire. And you mean to tell me you can sit there and keep your composure with all the demons you've been fighting, all the trouble you going through, all the doctor visits you hadn't experienced, all the money problems, and the Lord say, I'm getting ready to transition some stuff, and you just going to sit there like God ain't saying nothing? The least you can do. Prepare a table before me.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
In the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil.
Yes, Lord.
My cup runneth over. Let me give you this and I'm going to let you go.
Thank you, Jesus.
He saved your seat. And because of this, there's some things you're going to experience if you just RSVP. You'll see, number one, a proper arrangement. Proper arrangement. Text says, you prepare.
You prepare.
Missed it. All you got to do, that's why y'all struggling today, because you trying to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But this party,
amen.
This celebration, all you got to do is just show up.
Yes, God.
All you got to do is just tap into your relationship with God. All you got to do is just call on his name. All you got to do is say, Lord, have mercy. All you got to do is just lift your hand. Do something to let him know you're glad to be at the party.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
he
Jesus. Hallelujah,
has prepared,
hallelujah.
But you got to be present.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
He has prepared a table. for me, hallelujah. For me. He got all the food. He done all the decorations. He got a certain seating arrangement. All you got to do is show up at the table and be hungry and feast and share and fellowship with your sovereign God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Watch this. Thou preparest a table before me. Watch this now, because the text says it's a proper arrangement. That God has a way of arranging this for you to save you a seat, because God has his own seating chart.
Yeah.
He knows where he wants you, and he knows why he wants you where he wants you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that means that you got to stop being mad about this season in your life, because you might be where God wants you to be.
Yeah.
Stop being mad about how much money you don't have, and just thank God for the God you do have.
Yeah.
I wish somebody just thank God. Don't worry about being in a mansion. Just thank God you got a roof over your head, because you might just be where the Lord wants you to be. What if I were to tell you that because society may not like it, God got you where he wants you?
Hallelujah.
If he is your shepherd, he's got to be your host.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
And the worst thing you can do is come to somebody else's banquet and tell them where you want to sit.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
If he done went through the trouble of preparing a feast for you and having a banquet for you, just sit down and let him bless you.
Yes, Lord.
Can I tell us something? We make life hard sometimes because we still think we got to call the shots. Learn how to trust in his guidance. You prepare a table before me. Here's the part. In the presence of your enemies. Lord, what if I were to tell you, according to this text, that God has set them in your presence to show them how you will still eat in the midst of their enemy tactics?
That's good.
That your lies won't stop my appetite. Your deceit won't stop my desire. Your hatefulness toward me won't stop me for one. I wish I... No matter what you try to come up against me with, I'm still going to feast on the word of God. I'm still going to stay in God's presence. I'm still going to give God my life. Watch this. Stop waiting till they're absent for you to be present.
Yeah.
Because normally, somebody say normally.
Normally.
Normally, when you're around low-down folk, you're always watching. And so you're not really worried about eating and enjoying yourself. God is calling you now to a place that even while them jokers looking at you, give them something to look at.
Yeah.
They can't stand you. They hate your guts. They've been talking about you. They've been disrespecting you. They've been coming against your life. You still got to eat while they watching you. Here's why. Here's why. Because the Lord prepared it.
Right.
And I'm not, who is this for? I'm going to stop insulting my God for all his provision, because some people can't stand how good God is to me. I refuse to let your ignorance stop me from enjoying the blessings that God has given me. If you don't want me blessed, take it up with my Father. He says that he's going to prepare a table in the presence of your enemies. He didn't say anything about the plot of the enemies.
Amen. That's right.
You assume they're going to do something just because you see them. And you will forfeit your own blessings because you see enemies around you. But you keep acting like they prepared the table.
Oh, that's good.
The enemy didn't prepare the table.
That's good.
Your God prepared the table. And if he prepared the table, he done protected the table. I need somebody to receive that. If the Lord has prepared something for you, that means he's going to protect you. This is not the time to be shamed to be a child of God.
Amen.
Now, I don't know why God had them show up. Because they don't say nothing about him feeding them. They might think it's a trap, but to you it's a table.
That's good.
They trying to set obstacles, but God done gave you an opportunity. It all depends on which side of the table you're on. Now, one thing I need to tell you as I move, you might not know all the enemies. That's at your table. Mm-hmm. And it's not important. Mm-hmm. Can I really mess you up? You have no idea who really out to get you.
Right.
I ain't talking about the ones who vocal. Mm-hmm. It's the ones who pat you on the back. Mm-hmm. Oh, I better leave that alone. I better leave it alone. Because in order to be at the table in the presence of enemies, your enemies got to be close. And some people are close to you not because they love you. So you don't have to worry about figuring out who they are. God knows, and he's going to protect you so you can still be what he wants you to be, even while they're present.
Yeah.
Stop trying to get rid of every enemy in your life, because you might get rid of family.
Amen.
You may end up divorced. So your prayer now, Lord, protect me. Didn't he tell the people of Israel that the weapons are going to be formed?
Yeah.
They just won't prosper.
Amen. Amen.
You can't stop. You can't live a weapon-free life and live for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody going to be mad because you just love the Lord.
Right.
Somebody going to come against you because you love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to go and enjoy what God has blessed you with. And get to the table and sit down. So not only does he have a proper arrangement, but since you got this seat, this special place in the banquet, he has not only given you a proper arrangement, he already got everything set up. All you got to do is show up.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you sit down, he gives you a personal acknowledgement.
Mm.
Text says, you anoint my head.
Yes.
With oil.
Mm-hmm.
Missed it.
Mm-hmm.
You anoint my head. With
oil.
In the Eastern culture, in the day of our text, it was common custom that when you would invite a guest to your home, you would bless them with some kind of oil or fragrance to let them know you're glad they're in your house. Okay, I'll try y'all. In the Eastern tradition and culture, in the time of our text, you invite somebody to your home, you are happy to have the guest. And so you give them, beyond food, you give them a personal acknowledgement that you came to the right house. And they will bless you, they will touch you, anoint you with some oil. Y'all deliberate, but I'm going to come back over here because I'm the kind of good guy. In Eastern culture, when someone would come to your home, when they come in, they go feel like family because you go give them a certain touch. A certain blessing to let them know you're glad they came to break bread with you. Okay, maybe it don't make sense to any of y'all. Let me try it this way. Most travelers had to walk in desert regions. and the sun was scorching hot on their skin. But when you came into the right banquet house, they would put oil on your face to preserve you and to heal your skin. Because oil had healing properties. That oil was able to soothe your wounds. It was able to soothe your mess up, soothe what you've been through, and make you feel better when you come in the house. Is there anybody who can thank God that since you gave God your life, you still got scars, but the scars don't hurt no more? You feel better, so much better, since you laid your burdens down. Okay. Okay. Let me try this way too. Can I push it?
Hallelujah.
Also, hallelujah. When you came to someone's house, not only did they put that oil on you to help protect your skin because you had been out in the hard, harsh desert sun, but also it was a fragrance on the oil to make you smell different when you come in than you smell when you are outside. That when you come into this certain banquet, when you come into fellowship with the host, that you don't smell like where you've been. You smell like where you're going. Can anybody thank God today that he done changed your smell? I used to be a sinner, and now I'm a saint. I used to be down, but now I'm up. I used to be a gambler, but now I give him glory. I used to be a pimp, but now I'm praising. Can anybody give God glory that he changed your smell? Now, you ain't gonna get this if he ain't put no oil on you. And the oil represents his spirit, his presence, his joy. Okay. That means that if you say, Ham, you finna get in trouble, boy. If you say, if you got fellowship with the Father, at some point since you've been saved, you got some joy in you.
Yeah.
No, no, no. If you Holy Ghost feel and you belong to God, you ain't full of hell every day.
Yeah.
You ain't grouchy every day, because something about the presence of God in your life is going to make you feel better. You're going to lift your hand when you don't want to. You're going to shout when you don't want to. If God is present, you're going to show some kind of sign. Knee. You gonna let me pastor one time? Can I pastor one time?
Yes, sir.
All right, one time, that's it. Ain't no way. You've been in church this long. Been in church this long. A member this long. And you ain't got a different smell. You came in frowning, and you still frowning? You came in grouchy, you still grouchy? Ain't nothing changed? And God is that good to you, and you ain't changed, you in the wrong house.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Because when he doesn't put a smell on you, when he doesn't put his presence on you, his presence live within you, you ain't the same.
Right.
Because any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. And because you got a new smell, all things become new.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Now, some of us been in church too long to have the same stench. Shouldn't be this much staleness.
My God.
Mm-hmm. We shouldn't be stale in our praise, stale in our worship. Stale in our proclamation.
Yes.
Stale in what we do if the Lord is present in our life.
Amen.
Unless, somebody say unless.
Unless
you came in as an enemy. Because some came in to see, not to sit. That's my only one, D. That's my only one. My only one. How you anointed the presence of God, you shout,
but you can't speak. How you speak in tongue and ain't spoke to me in English? How you love the church but don't love your husband? Your wife? How you full of the Holy Ghost and you can't say I'm sorry? Because see, the same Holy Spirit that will prompt you to shout is the same Holy Spirit that will prompt you to change some things.
That's right.
Contrary to popular belief, you can't be full of spirit and hell at the same time.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
And I came in today. God sent me on assignment today to smell the house. Because if you've been touched by the right host, you would have the same smell he gave you. When you've been touched, that's why David says that he anointed my head with oil. Watch this. This is going to help the church. Not Solomon's head. Y'all missed that. Let me try it again. He anointed my head. Not Jonathan, my best friend.
Right.
He anointed my head, not my pastors. You can't keep sitting on the other folk who've been touched and you ain't been touched. You cannot be grandfathered into righteousness and relationship. It's important for all of us to know for ourselves and come into our own personal relationship with the Lord. Because, see, you got to take this all to your house, to your job, to your situation. You can't make me take my all to your situation. See, David had his own anointing, had his own purpose, and it may not be the same purpose for everybody.
That's right.
So just because you're in the house don't mean you're in the number. And some of us are trying to sit under New Zion name, but don't have New Zion nature. You got the shirt, but you don't have the spirit. You got the title. I'm preaching now, y'all. Shut up. You got the title, but you ain't got a testimony. Because you ain't been touched by the hand of God. Because you've been touched by the hand of God, you're going to show some signs. Let me quit. Proper arrangement. Personal acknowledgement. Then lastly, as I leave you today, he gives us perpetual abundance. You anoint my head with oil. I have your spirit. Not only upon me, but now because Christ died and gave us his spirit, now his spirit lives within us. Yes. The oil don't just have to flow. The oil now lives on the inside of us.
Thank you, Lord.
Then he says, my cup runneth over. My cup, the cup is my life, my portion. That my life is sustained by the grace and mercy of God. Jeremiah says in Lamentation that his mercies are new every morning. That every day, God doesn't just give us enough. He gives us more than enough. It is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. And you got the nerve to still sit here in God's house like God ain't been good to you, and you are right now operating off of his abundant mercy. I'm not smart enough, I ain't cute enough, I ain't rich enough to be able to take care of my own cup. He pours into my cup every day. Everything that I need, he gives me, he sustains me, he provides for me every day of my life. Okay,
yes,
I get
does.
It.
Yes, he does.
I got it.
Yes.
I got
Hallelujah.
It. I know why.
Hallelujah.
I know why that didn't hit home for you.
Hallelujah.
because we're looking at material blessings.
Thank you, Lord.
What your pastor been talking to y'all about and hollering at y'all about,
yes,
is spiritual.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Can I tell you what I know for myself? See, I'm kind of like David today. I done been through enough stuff by now. In a short amount of time, I know some stuff. That God has a way you can be broke and don't even look like it.
Right.
You can be broke and still blessed. Poor and still prospering because you are in relationship.
Yes, Lord.
My cup, my life runneth over. That when Christ died on that cross and gave up the ghost and got up 3 days later and 50 days later gave us his spirit, my cup been running over ever since. Now,
yes, Lord.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. You notice that Psalm 23 wasn't just lived. It was written.
Amen.
Try again.
Amen.
Psalm 23 is not just David's experience, it's David's record.
That's right. That's right.
Third time might be a charm. Psalm 23 is not just a reality, it's his record.
Amen.
Because David messed around and said, my cup
runneth over.
That means that whatever David has received was too much for him to keep to himself. So I got to go and write this down so that 2,000 years and generations down the road would know that God's mercy fail not, that God would take care of you, that I once was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging for bread, that Lord, I'm with you always. It took somebody with an overflowing cup to spill it on somebody. And I wonder if I got anybody in Zion today who got a little overflow, that your cup is overflowing and you don't mind spreading on somebody and giving it to your neighbor. Touch somebody real quick and tell somebody, I got enough for you. If you're going through, I got enough for you. If you need a boost, I got a boost. It's overflow in your life, overflow in your job, overflow in your health, overflow in your family, overflow in the community, overflow. I want you to bless somebody. Come on, bless somebody out of the abundance of your heart. God been good to you. Now you be good to somebody else. Pour out a blessing on them. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't be stingy. Don't be selfish. Pour out. My cup, run it over. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. In the presence of God forever, I will be covered because God got my front, God got my back, God got my side, God got me under, God got me over. Abundant blessing, abundant power, abundant favor, abundant healing, abundant prosperity, abundant strength, abundance, abundance, abundance. Break bread with my most high God. I'm gonna let him help me. I'm gonna let him hold me. I'm gonna listen to his word. I'm gonna stay in fellowship. I'm not gonna leave his presence. I'm gonna trust in his word. I'm gonna trust in his power. I'm gonna trust in the spirit. I'm gonna trust him till I die. I'm not gonna let go of his hand. I'm not gonna let go of his hand. Come what may, I will not let go of his hand. Too much. I've seen too much to let go now, and I can't give up now. I don't believe he'll bring me this far, this far, this far, this far, and leave me now. Somebody give God glory for his abundant mercy, his abundant power, his abundant blessing. says so. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed when I come and go. In my attitude, in my gratitude, in my walk, in my talk. I'm blessed. Come, God says so. For my God shall supply all your need according to his riches which are in glory. For we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Can anybody give God glory? For he's a more than God, more than enough, more than what I need. Tell you my testimony. Yesterday didn't feel good. Yesterday, weak as I could be, but I didn't base my life on yesterday. I just let my cup overflow, and I kept waking up this morning, and this morning I feel better, so much better. Hallelujah. Because of his abundant mercy, his abundant strength, his abundant grace. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power. Ago today, laying in the hospital bed. 2 weeks ago, in the hospital bed with a light heart attack. Find out 90% blockage, preparing for bypass surgery. But because of an overflowing cup, God moved and did something different. Saved her seat, and now you see her 2 weeks later in the house of the Lord. Because of overflow, abundance. Come on, give it glory. offer Jesus to you. Offer Christ. Offer this Jesus to you. There's a seat with your name on it. You don't have to live so defeated. Trouble's gonna come. Difficulty's gonna happen. But when you have fellowship with God, you are assured that He's gonna be with you the whole step. He's gonna provide and protect, preserve you. All these testimonies all across this room. How could you not serve a God like this? I offer Christ to you. I offer this relationship. He can't be your host. He can't be your shepherd unless you give Him you. I'm calling you today to a relationship with God. Not religion, not joining a church role, but I'm calling you today for a relationship with the Almighty God. Are you here? Are you here today?
He goes before me.
Are you here? Thank you, Lord.
Are
you here? All your battles, all your heartbreak, all your disappointment, all your struggles, He knows. He knows. But as your shepherd, He'll bring you through it. You don't have to suffer and struggle by yourself. He wants to be with you. He wants to be there. He wants to hold you. He wants to keep you. He wants to love on you. He wants to lift you. He wants to strengthen you. There's no such thing as a self-made man, self-made woman. When He's your shepherd, your life is never the same. You will always see His hand at work. You'll always see His hand at work. Open doors. Open avenues. Blessings out of nowhere. Head swimming blessings. Resources abundant. All that's available in relationship with God. He saved you a seat. You are enough. He thinks enough of you to save you a seat. Flaws and all. He knows everything wrong with you and I and still invites us to a banquet with Him.
His joy is refreshing.
Won't you come? Over your life a proper arrangement. I speak over your life a personal acknowledgement. And I speak over your life perpetual abundance that you'll always have what you need. Supply will not be your issue. Struggle will not be your portion. Failure will not be your portion. That you will always have what you need as you stay connected in relationship with your God. Seek Him with everything in your spirit. Begin in your everyday life to pray like a madman. Pray like a madwoman. Seek God like never before. I speak those blessings over your life. I'm not talking about material. I'm talking about spiritual blessings. That you can walk in favor, prosperity, wellness, joy. That your smell will be different. That the fragrance of the Holy Spirit will come from you. In the name of Jesus. And even while enemies watch and critique and plot and plan, you will not be defeated by it. You will not lose your spiritual appetite because of the presence of the enemies in your life. Even in their presence, you will maintain your spiritual appetite for what God has for you. In your everyday life, in your family, in your walk, your talk, I speak those blessings upon you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
I first give praise to God. He has brought me from a long ways, even from younger days, and I know it was him. I was gone, but he brought me back. I could have been dead. Things I've did, things I've been through, but God said he wasn't through with me yet. And I thank him, and I thank him. First, I want to let y'all know I love all of y'all from the bottom of my heart. I'm not playing no games, because God is good to me. I know what he do for me. He is so good. Right now, no later than well, about 2 weeks ago, don't fuss at me. I've been having a problem. This morning, this arm hurts so bad. But I just keep on praying and keep on moving. And I said, Lord, you just help me. And I know it's nothing but the Lord. I want to let y'all know I love y'all from the bottom of my heart. Y'all are not my sisters and brothers. Y'all are my children. When y'all want to straighten me out and I'm going wrong, stop me. Do like, you know, we took care, our mothers took care of us. And when they got a certain age, we had to take care of them. So y'all take care of me, and I love y'all. I love my pastor. I just love him so, because he's, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Pastor. And all of my children, because one time I kind of got scared. I looked up and all of them around me. I said, oh, I must be feeling go. But I thank the Lord. They just showed me their love. And I thank y'all so much. Y'all see me going wrong? Mr. Ray, stop. Now, you know you ain't got it, okay. But you know what? God take care of me. And I ain't going to stop. They want me to stop and sit down. But I ain't. God ain't told me to sit down. He told me to move, and I'm going to move. And I love all of y'all.
Help us, Stacey. Help us, Stacey. Help. Come on, give God a praise for that. Amen. Y'all see me going too far, y'all stop me. But the Lord told me don't stop.